the process of creativity sometimes actually needs jumping in without actually knowing what we're doing, or jumping in a way of saying, I didn't have time to lay everything out to make sure that I survive, but I have to go anyway and do it and take the risk of failure. Welcome to the podcast, Tapping Creativity, with myself, Matthew C. Temple. And each week, we're going to dive into questions and issues and inspiration around creativity and the creative process. Last week, I went on a backpacking trip. I strapped everything I would need for 3 days on my back, took my daughter with me, and we went out to the Lost Coast in Northern California. It's about a four-hour drive. I would say probably an hour or so outside of town. We lost our reception and didn't have it again until we got back. And even in the last town that we thought we were stopping at, we thought, oh, you know, we'll grab burritos or something on the way. And there was really one little general store, and that was it. There was a post office, general store, no gas. So we were long past gas stations, that kind of thing. And then probably another half an hour down the road and then off on a dirt road for maybe about 45 minutes until we got to Yosel Beach, where we camped and then hiked in and spent 2 nights out in the wilderness. Now, you know, there were a couple of things that really came up for me. One, as I was going out, there was this sense that I have, which is just aliveness. You know, I have this tendency to really push. You know, there's stuff that I want to do. I've got these projects I want to create. And sometimes pushing is exactly what holds me back. I've been wanting to start my next book for a while, and I've had good reasons why not to. I had this great idea that instead of just writing this time, I'm going to outline it. I'm going to really learn how to do a proper book proposal and do it first. And then from there, I'm going to, you know, kind of get into it, start, you know, approaching publishers. And then once I kind of really understand that whole process, I'm going. And, you know, I've done this before. You know, I was a musician, and I put that in air quotes because I never considered myself a very good musician, but I wrote songs and I toured, did concerts around the U.S. and spent 3 or 4 months touring Europe. But at the end of the day, I was never like a great musician. I didn't study music. A lot of it just came from intuition. And in some ways, that's, you know, it was sufficient for what it was. But in all of that, I just wrote, once again, purely from intuition. And then at one point I said, you know, I want to write a song that I actually sit down and I apply music theory. And I'm not a great music theoretician, whatever the word is. And so I had to, you know, kind of really say, you know, it was a conscious decision the way I wrote the harmonies. It was very methodical. And my creative process has often been a little asymmetric, as it were. Yeah, I studied film, but if I go back to my film studying, that, you know, I didn't declare that major until I was already well into my junior year. And at that point, then I had missed a lot of foundational classes. So yeah, I made a film. I wrote a script. I sold that movie, you know, so I had a lot of success from it in some ways. But at the same time, there was sort of this jumping over stuff that a lot of other filmmakers, filmmaking students learn. So that's always kind of been this asymmetrical thing. So sometimes I get this idea, like in this case, is I want to write the book proposal first before I write. And that just wasn't quite working for me, you know, and I was pushing. Finally, I decided, you know what, forget it. I'm not writing enough words every day. I'm going back to spending my mornings writing, and I'm going to hit my word counts, and that's what I'm going to do. And it's that pushing sometimes that actually takes away from the artistic and creative process. And by going out into nature and just taking this time where I was just out, and there was no one that could call me, there was no one I could call, there was nothing I could do but just be present in that moment. And it was really beautiful, just this moment of being able to let go and go into that space. So, you know, that was this one piece that right at the beginning, I realized how vital that is to break the rhythm, to break the pattern. And I love and thrive on rhythm and pattern. And then also there's that moment of being able to just go into freedom. You know, there's the balance in that. And then the other thing that kind of really hit me when I went out there was on day two, my water purifier decided it was going to stop working. And I'm always really good about making sure I've got iodine tablets so that I can purify water just in case. And I obviously bring gas with me to cook food. And so I always have like three backups, as it were, right? I've got my water purifier, I have my backup tablets, and I have cooking fuel. Now, in getting ready to go, I've been moving around a lot. I don't even know where my iodine tablets are, quite frankly. I might have left them in Kenya. I don't know where they are. And so all of a sudden, I don't have all of the things that I normally have with me. The day that I left was a little bit busy. It's been a busy week. And so when I kind of got everything together, I didn't do a thorough checking, which is just not really in my wheelhouse. Like I also was going with my daughter. So I knew, you know, the responsibility is on me to make sure that we have clean drinking water, that we have enough food, that we survive going out into the wilderness on our own. And all of a sudden, all of these backups had failed, and they were my failures. And there was something that kind of hit me in that moment, which is that now I also have to depend on others. Fortunately, where we camped on that second night, there was another camper there who had a filter, and we were able to get enough water that we needed to filter our water, because the fuel that I brought too, I decided I was going to try to take the smallest fuel, because normally I've taken bigger ones and they last forever. It was as though something went wrong too with that whole process. Like, I don't know what happened, because I've never used that much fuel, and it was just 3 days with just two people. So there were all these pieces that were falling apart, and it was like, wait, this is dangerous. This is life or death. If I don't prepare for this trip properly, people could die or get really sick, you know? So there was this pressure, and it was in that moment when I had to say, you know, I need to go rely on somebody else to help me out, to make sure that I have what I need so that I can survive. But that also, it mirrored the artistic process in some ways, which is that as well as I can plan, there's things that come up. There's also, and when I say things that come up, one of those things is a mistake that I made that I'm embarrassed about. It's a big no-no what I did, and I did it anyway. And the process of creativity sometimes actually needs that same jumping in without actually knowing what we're doing, or jumping in a way of saying, I didn't have time to lay everything out to make sure that I survive, but I have to go anyway. And when it comes to, you know, the physical life or death survival, it's one thing and highly not recommended. But in the creative sphere, I think it is actually sometimes absolutely necessary, is to take that jump saying, I just didn't have the time to prepare and I knew I needed to go. And in the same sense, when it comes to, I don't actually have the time to do everything right in my creative process, but I actually need to go. I need to go out and do it and take the risk of failure, of harming myself, or needing to rely on others to make sure that I don't die. And so I think that's something just to take with us into this week in our creative practice and our creative process, is remembering really that it's okay to jump before you think, as it were, in the creative work that we're doing. You know, the brain, this like, I don't have time to do it, or I have to do it a certain way, like I have to write my next book a certain way, or I have to do all these things a certain way. Sometimes we just say, I don't have time for all that. I'm going to jump and I'm going to trust the process. So have a great creative week, and I'll see you next time.